Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's the Thinky Girls Pod Channel. This is Christy. Hello. Happy, what do you say? Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy all of the things. It is a good time of year. Just fucking chill out and also get a bit hashtag reflective, which is what we are doing now for summer sessions. Myself, old mate Stacey June, our team, Abby and Jordan, and you guys have all put in kind of our 2 cents in terms of what were chats that we had on the Thinker Girls Pod Channel from 2018 that really connected to us and connected to you guys. So we're replaying some of those and revisiting them. So we hope that you love this sick. Maybe it's one that you've heard throughout the year, or maybe it's one that you're hearing for the first time. Regardless, we hope you enjoy it and also that you're enjoying your holidays right now if you've got any. Bye.
Pod Channel. I am Stacey June.
And I am Christy Mercer. Hello and welcome to a V special edition of our live batchy recaps for our 411 podcast. Yas Queens.
We are so excited. It is getting into the thick of this season. And I tell you what, we're pretty heavy addicted. It is an interesting night this week though, because if we've had questions in the past, we've wondered how the fuck does that happen? Why does that happen? Is that real? And we've never had the answers. Mercy's just been you and I just talking crap.
That's right. It's the blind leading the blind. Well, slightly, one person slightly less blind than the other.
Who's less blind? Me.
Me, because I froth the show more, bro.
Oh, right, yeah.
Anyway, it's not. Now we've got two, you know, vision impaired people and one person with 20/20 vision, bitches, because we have right now Osha Gunsberg.
Good evening.
With us right now. Oh my gosh.
I'm so happy to be here. I've been creeping over in the corner. Audrey, my wife, is here. We've been sitting in a booth tweeting the show. It was a heck of a show to watch to come into a podcast. This is my first ever live Bachelor Recap podcast.
Oh, that's the
best. And you guys are here for it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I've been asked to do a few of these and I've never wanted to do them except
now. Thank you very, very much for joining us. I don't know how to take that. But if you do listen to the pod channel, we're so wrapped. We do different shows each and every week. Next week, we will be dropping the Osha interview that we did with you in our podcast studio and have a really big conversation about the book that you released as well.
Yes. That was a really good chat. And yeah, there's Bachelor talk in there.
There is a bit, isn't there?
There's a bit of Bachelor talk in the book. And there's a bit of Bachelor talk in the interview that we did.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
It's really great. And I guess for a long time now, we've been podcasters and lived in this kind of other land of being able to create content that we want, which we do go into.
Although we're very excited, everybody, that you are here, because this is, you know, we're just frothing the fact that you are here, Osha. Everybody is feeling a little bit somber, a little bit heartbroken.
Yeah,
because
I'm feeling
that
too.
The way that episode ended, am I right or am I right, guys? Are we feeling a little bit low about the way Shaz, that ended?
And it's really harsh.
We need to ask you, because you're there.
Yes.
And you're quite an empathetic person.
That's so weird. I mean, it's weird that you're here, that you were there.
Yes.
It's still making me a bit tripped out.
So talk to us about, I mean, you've been doing this for a really long time.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been shattering people's dreams for like decades, because you did it on Idol too.
Not just dreams, love lives.
I've been destroying dreams and careers and breaking hearts as a job for 15 years
But you're
now.
Doing it in such a stunning way. Oh, so I need to ask you.
It's if you wear a nice suit, people don't seem to mind.
Well, I need to ask you about that. Yes. Obviously, is that hard to watch? Is it hard to be there? You're obviously picking up people's energies. Are you going into telling people you didn't receive a rose differently each time? And how did tonight's episode, the way that that ended differ to other episodes? Because we were all feeling it watching.
Yeah, it was very tough, and like it is part of the job, you know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to compare myself to an emergency worker, but I think like the first time you attend something really horrible, you go, "Whoa, this is tough." And then after you know 6 months of it, you're like, "Okay, here I go." And like that, you know, it's just a part of the gig that there's you know going to be people upset when you get to a scene. So it's not that. It's probably 0.02% of that. But, you know, I get in there and like, oh, there's people whose hearts are legitimately broken right here. How can I best serve that? I'll whisper. No, like, but that, you know, people are really hurting. People always give me shit about the way I talk in those rose ceremonies. But people's hearts are really broken. And there's when you do Bachelorette, which we've just finished Bachelorette this beard ago. So if you're wondering how long ago we finished shooting it, how long has it took me to grow this? And there's, you know, big, boofy, blokey men hurting, and you're like, "Mom, I'm so sorry, pal."
Where do they drive to? Seriously, they're in the car, everyone's driving.
Yeah,
where are they going to get their suitcase to the airport around the corner? What's actually happening?
There's a fairly robust what would the word you'd call it? Kind of like a debriefing process, I guess, where
they make sure
they sit with someone to make sure they're okay, and then someone's with them all night, and then someone's with them in the morning, and
they're by themselves.
No,
at that
never,
point?
Okay. Never, ever,
but
ever.
Sorry, I mean they're away from the other contestants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. When I say you have to leave the mansion, they literally leave the mansion.
Yes.
But they were with someone the whole time.
Okay. Can I just
we
say
take great care of them from that moment? Sorry to interrupt. We're really very careful to make sure that, because it's very vulnerable that what's happened just happened to him or her.
Yeah.
Very careful to make sure that they're okay.
Yeah.
Is everybody feeling better hearing that for Shaz? Because I just go over the bridge and I'm like, you're right. Where are they going?
So yeah.
It's a nice. It's
into the abyss. Has anyone ever thought about it? Like, she's like, her heart is ripped open.
Yeah.
And then we're like, next week. It's like, see you later. Oh, she goes.
There's bowling. Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's. I would never want to work on a show that doesn't take care of the people that are involved. And I remember in 2003, actually, it was like, I think we were still doing the top 40 shows on Australian Idol. And the format of that was, I think we were stripped, so we're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, or I think, no, so we're doing Sunday, Mondays. Anyway, these kids, they've been on the audition shows for weeks, and so people will recognize them in the street, and they're like 18 years old, and they're like the most famous person in the country for like 2 weeks. And then they're gone. And then the next day they're doing press on a Tuesday, and then by Wednesday they're back serving chalk chops at the Village Cinema. And they're like, oh. And I remember saying to my executive producer, I was like, man, you can't, we've got to be careful. This is tough. That's rejection on a massive scale. And if you're like only 18, so anyway, the next week, bless him, Greg, he's an amazing bloke, had a psychologist on set. And that's been the way it's been since on every show I've worked on. And I would never want to work on a show that doesn't have that. Because, yes, we're making television and, yes, we all watch it and go, wow. Mm. But it's in the end of the day, you know, we want to be sure that people are okay.
They're humans and they're people and they're out in the real world.
Yes.
Doing real life jobs with real life families.
Yes.
Kind of watching it back as the rest of the country does.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I think everybody, I mean, is everybody loving Cass? Yes. Is everybody like secretly rooting for Cass? Because in the beginning everyone was...
No.
No?
No.
People are 50-50 on her and that's okay.
Yeah. I'm not, like, I've got nothing against her, but I there's a spark or there's a spark, and I don't know, because she's shown how keen she is, that means that the show, essentially, you want it to be about genuine connection, right? So just because you feel sorry for her, that doesn't mean it always goes your way.
I know I'm not alone when I say we've all been cast. We've all have just looked, if I just want it, heaps. They'll know and they'll want it too. And I've done that in relationships. I've been like, isn't this great? And the woman's just been like, yeah, okay. So how about, no, I can't do that next week. So bye. And then
and
they never text me ever again.
But that's what I want to talk to you about, because I feel like everybody that watched last night's episode with Cass was just like breathing sighs of relief in living rooms around the country, because everyone's like, finally, Cassie's got her single date. Now, the way that date ended, when she was quite intent on putting out her feelings, as she always is, she's got a beautiful open heart and she's quite vocal about the way she feels and trying to suss out where he's at.
Very
vocal. And he was kind of non-committal to answering that. But then they kissed at the end. Can we please discuss the sympathy kiss? Do you think there's such a thing exists when you like someone but not really at an end of a date where you kind of are like, they're nice but you feel obliged to kiss them?
That's disgusting. I just think about if I've experienced that, which yes, I have, and it is like, I don't even know how to describe, like mechanics.
Right.
It's shocking.
It was like a handshake.
Oh, but with the tongue. Like it's
a handshake with tongue.
Yeah. But is that what? Because I didn't see the kiss.
Yeah. Well, it felt like that. But I felt like
mechanic tongue.
It felt like you felt obliged to do it.
Oh.
Did you guys feel the same at the end? Because I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. She's kind of really keen. He's not so much. And then they hooked up. And I was
Can we get the mic around? I just want, what do we think about Cass? Like, and yet the legitimate.
This is last night's Nick and Cass farewell,
yeah,
Cash.
The legitimate future of the two of them. What do we think?
I just think she has a sweet heart, but I just, you know, she's annoying and she's a 5-stage clinger and I don't know if he knows how to deal with it. Like, he's trying his best, but, you know, I feel bad for her, but then on the flip side, I don't. Like,
what about the pash?
It's awkward and it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
And it's
did you guys feel like he felt obliged to kiss her at the end of the day?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a sympathy pash.
Have you had a sympathy pash before?
I give sympathy pashes.
Oh! Wait. Under what conditions? Under what conditions does a sympathy pash occur?
Frequently?
No, well, but why? What? Describe
like,
a night how
they're
it
really,
might.
Really, really lovely guys. We have good connection, but there's just no spark.
Yeah.
And then, no, the money thing's not an issue.
And then he's like, well.
No, he's really lovely, but there's no sexual chemistry. And yeah. But I'm like, oh, we've gotten to this point. We exchanged numbers. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
But I'd never message him ever again.
Oh, yeah, then right. You ghost.
Yeah, ghost. I'm a good ghoster. Oh.
See, I don't even like to kiss people in the workplace, in work scenarios now. I'm cutting that too. I'm just giving a handshake.
What do you mean? I'm saying,
Chrissy goes in for like in work scenarios.
Hang on. Are you talking about kissing on the cheek or what?
Yes, I'm just saying.
Hang on.
Husband is now on the mic. Get the mic away from
this
him.
This is in our house.
Yeah, okay. Take the mic away. what I was explaining is that when even in professional scenarios.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go in for the cheek kiss.
The air kiss.
I'm a real
over
air
it.
Kisser.
Right.
And then after I do it, then Stace feels obliged.
I feel obliged.
To do it
so Chrissy's always like, hey, nice to meet you. And I'm like, I haven't met them. Like,
wow. I go hard. I go like dudes as well. I go like, I'm from Europe, let's go. And I go one each cheek.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, so I don't, I do not understand this novelty charity kiss.
The charity
I'm
kiss.
I'm barely giving it to somebody
well,
that
let's
I'm
all
hoping
be honest,
to get a big deal from.
Let's all be honest that there's, you know, there are stages. It can go further. It can go beyond the sympathy kiss.
Well, I was going to say,
let's discuss
the charity
the sympathy fuck.
Yeah.
Because
can we just be sure? Can we just be sure they were drawing a line between the television show we just watched and we are now discussing the world outside.
Welcome
the TV
to
show.
The Thinker Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. I thought you had to check your genitals at the door when you walk into the Batchy Mansion, don't you?
We're back talking about.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're separated. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, so just to wrap that, there was something I did want to add just 1 second ago about. When it is the hero or the heroine, whether it is, you know, Nick or later on Ali, when they're out on a date, they are sometimes withheld because they know they're going to go back and see the room full of people going, so what happened? What did you do? They have to be really kind of like, they're mindful. Some of them are really mindful. And Nick's particularly like that. He's a bit like, I don't want anyone to get upset that.
I think they start to get like that's closer to the end, right, too. You can see the shift. Like at the beginning, it's like adrenaline and fun and flirty. And then all of a sudden, you see the reality of the tears you saw tonight.
Yeah.
Then you start to kind of stand back, which I think is confusing for a lot of the contestants or the girls in this scenario because he kind of gave it out at the beginning and then in the middle, he's kind of pulled it completely back. And so they're all a bit like, but I think I got this kind of chemistry or this kiss at the start. Now I'm a bit confused.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, because he's aware that like if he has this with this person, then the next day he's on a single date with someone else and she's like, well, you're just like.
I wanted to ask about that with the girls that came off and there was a lot of press around the bullying and the mean girl storyline, mm-hmm. I suppose, with Kat and the other chicks. Is he what's the kind of debrief he's getting in terms of the storylines that are happening when he's not around? Because obviously we saw him take a few people away and start talking to them about it. What was her name?
I think to answer your question, I think by and large, our hero only sees what they see.
Okay.
When they're amongst everybody.
So when he took someone away, it was because he'd gauged or had some instinct himself.
Yes, because we the thing about, you know, when you want to, you know, give a date card or whatever, like you can only give information for the first time once. You can only get the reaction to that information for the first time once. You want to be sure it's on camera. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense when they do or say something later on like, oh, I love this girl so much. I want her to be the one. I'm, you know, Maddie J in Thailand having this moment. But if we haven't seen where he found something out on camera, that final point doesn't make sense. Like if you think about a movie, if we're telling a story of a film, if you miss the really important point in the second act where they find the thing, the end doesn't make sense.
Because so I hadn't seen him see the cat stuff. Like he was there, so he must have been seeing it, but it wasn't clear to us, it wasn't clear to me in some parts that he had necessarily witnessed some of the bullying. So
and
when
then you get that great moment when he's like, here's the candles or whatever he used, and you know, he was having that kind of little
that was weird.
That fabulous kind of child. It was like a session with my old child psychologist.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. He was like, now this is you and this is this person. It was
brilliant. But then you get that moment.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, you see him then act on that.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting insight.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love to pick your brain about as a dude in particular. There was a line that Dasha said in tonight's episode. Her words were, having to approach a guy is an instant turn off.
Right.
And I don't know whether she was talking about a turn off for her or a turn off for the guy. And this is when Sophie went in and did her stick figure, beautiful artistic, you know, hard on the sleeve kind of vibe, which he was really digging.
Well, the Maddie or the Florence move, which before that was the Maddie J move. Who did it before Maddie J? Did anyone do it before?
What's
Maddie
this
J?
Move?
Is
I'm
there,
lost.
Is there
I've got a blackboard. Here's me pitching myself move.
Ah.
And it worked for Maddie J, didn't
worked
it? So is and is there a props cupboard? Like, where are they pulling that from?
The blackboard.
I think they, you know, they
I would love a blackboard.
They just ask you to someone, one of the producers.
So they use initiative, like.
Yeah,
I wondered whether there's an ability for everybody to do that.
Yeah. They just go, listen, I want to, you know, do this thing. You know, I'd like to.
So someone has said, can I please have a blackboard?
Yeah.
Oh.
What the
hell?
It makes good telly.
Yeah.
I'd be using all the producers. I'd be doing a bloody shadow, like puppet show.
Yeah.
I'd be doing like some kind of weird striptease. Like I'd be.
I don't know if you realise, but I'm expert in Balinese shadow puppetry. So what I'd like to have is a full theatre going on. I'm going to put on a song cycle in the middle of a cocktail party.
Let's do it.
Explain
we'll do
to
it.
You how I feel via mime.
Yes, yeah. Precisely. Yeah. That would be pretty good. Though.
Okay, so can you please give a perspective on that? When a guy,
Dasha,
because I
smoking hot yes. Dasha was like, oh, having to approach a guy, that's a turn
because
off.
I get a vibe that Nick likes women that he constantly says that I like women that are strong, that know who they are, that are kind of like, and for me, I associate that with a girl going up to a guy like I would in a bar going, hey, how's your night?
Yeah.
So as a guy, is that a turn off? And as Nick seeing his behaviour, do you think that would be a turn off if she did go up to grab his attention?
Okay, for me personally.
Two parts.
Two part question. For me personally, I never found it a turn off. I always thought it was like really interesting and great information. For Dasha, though, I always find that what's fascinating about this show and you know, on both versions, like, say, for example, on Bachelorette, you're taking guys who have always been the hottest guy in the room, all right? And then you take... Bachelor, you're taking girls who have always been the hottest girl in the room and then you put them all in the room. It's like that great line in The Incredibles, if everyone's super, no one is, right? Yeah, so yeah, all yeah, you've yeah, got yeah. is who you yeah. are.
Everyone right? in the crowd's like... Oh, this is good.
Yeah, this is really good.
Like, yes, but like that's the wonderful part. Yeah. It's a really very clever television format. And so someone like Dasha who's like, I've never had to do that. Like, well, no, because look at you. You're Dasha. Yeah. Of course you haven't. You know? And so for her, it's like maybe, I don't know her, you know, aside from the show, for her it's like, well, I'd never do that. But, you know, but that's the wonderful part about this program. We have women from all walks of life and all
and
parts of the
world. And she's out of her comfort zone completely.
Such a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, it's really... But that's all you've got. But that's
why you're here.
That's all you've got left is who you are and how you treat other people. Yeah.
It is interesting though because it does bring out, I guess, different parts of yourself, which is what I think they all learn. And even towards... It you don't necessarily expect for connections to happen, which is the way that real life happens. Who is the girl, Merce, that I'm thinking is the underdog? Not, I think there's Brooke, obviously, which we'll get to in a second, and we've spent so much time talking about Brooke.
Brooke's the hot favourite.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Brittany?
No, I thought Shannon...
Blondie,
two
you're
blondes,
thinking Sophie.
Sophie,
babe, yeah.
So do, what do we girl. Think about Sophie? Do we think that she's kind of this underdog that's creeping up here? Because I feel like she is him in a woman.
Well, that was Ash Williams' pick last week when we did our live show. And I kind of think he might be onto something here. Because you know how when she first came into the show, she kept saying she was obsessed with the water? She's like, I'm obsessed with the water. I love it. I love
Jet Ski. Why, does he like water?
I don't know. It was just her thing. You know how some people go in with a thing? She loved the water. She kept talking about it. And I was like, I can see them having like a Bogan houseboat and lots of children. And yeah. I'm frothing
and that just gave me such visuals. Like I was like, wow. If I was like law of attraction, like that's it. She's set.
Does it have the wakeboarding boat just tethered to the side? One with the fuck off speakers?
Well,
because
he can afford it. Let's
day?
Face it. He's played
absolutely.
Footy. He's played the ball, Osha. Like he can afford it. A bit of a side boat.
Jump out and let's have a wake, love. You know, I can see it.
Then we'll have a frothy.
I'm just there. I'm on the houseboat. We're anchored just off of SeaWorld, watching the things go
out
around.
Of SeaWorld. They're playing Powderfinger.
Yeah.
Or no, Bert and Fanning because they're extra.
No, Bernard's boat's moored alongside. Come on. People just going by pulling sick twisties on the wakeboards. I'm with
See,
you.
Thank you. I've painted a real vision here.
Yeah, we're
she
all
She should
here.
Have drawn that on her whiteboard. Really?
Fuck yeah, she should have. That would have been awesome.
So her name is Shannon because I get very confused.
Back to
Sophie.
Back to reality.
Sophie.
Far out. Can we pass the mic? What do we think about Sophie? I just want to get to a bit of a... We're in a betting position here. Not that I condone that, but... Anyone, what do we think about Sophie?
Hot favourite?
I just think that she's a mate.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Because she's been given the last date, though. That's very precious. You think you'd waste that on a friend?
Maybe like a see you later.
Like a Jared situation?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared got all the way to the end.
Yeah, but he still was so the clear mate. Come on, Osha.
No, he wasn't.
He felt like that to us. To me. To me.
Did How much of that is projection?
Oh, what does that mean? Don't psychoanalyze me. Don't psychoanalyze me.
What is it saying about you and your insecurities?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like that it's been really well edited this season. I really don't think it's clear.
So are you thinking
So I think
that
Brooke
Sophie
is there, but I don't know if it's
You
like
can't
that.
Obviously. You,
well, he's
you
drinking
can't say
you're
water hot tea, can you?
Yeah. Quite thoroughly.
It's got to be Brooke. I feel like
there's some sculling happening.
It's got to be Brooke. It's got to be Brooke,
just
right?
Just occluding my face while you talk about this stuff.
You're slurping very loud.
I think the underdog is Brittany.
And why? Why? Why?
Her values match his. They want the same thing.
I think someone else is answering my question.
Can we chat? No, the mic needs to be moved.
I just think that they get a lot. They have like really good chemistry. She hasn't had much screen time, so maybe she's going to like swoop in at the end.
Do you think that when people start, people start thinking about the editing that aren't, and no offense, but aren't in television and start going, nah, they haven't shown her enough, and then there's all these conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's planning and there's storylines going on, but how far ahead, how does it play out in that room? Like there's romances that are evolving, but then there's also like logistics that need to happen, right?
Look, there are story arcs and everything, but if you're planning your winner based on screen time, then you'll probably not going to end up where you thought you were.
Everyone in the audience is going, is that a clue? Is that a clue? Write that down. Babe, text mum. It's a conspiracy.
This is like the week that's been more quiet than ever.
Yeah, that's the thing is they change it up every year. Our producers are very clever and our editors are very clever.
Are you
and they read
Illuminati?
Everything that everyone writes online and go, oh, really? Okay, fine. Mm. Well, watch this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Because we all want to keep it. We want to do this show for forever, right? So we want to make sure we keep it fresh and make people, you know.
Okay.
We want to keep the mystery involved.
A couple more topics I want to talk about.
I've got one quick one that's really important. Yeah, well, after yours.
Yes, okay. First, I want to cover hoof touching.
Oh, touching of feet.
Oh, yes. On the Brooke day, there was a bit of toe tickling, yes.
I just found that one of the most intimate moments of the season when Brooke was on the millionth one-on-one and he tucked her feet in the blanket.
The little blankie. Just
and
tucky,
I was
tuck,
like,
tuck.
Stunning. This is done. The fact that he touched her feet, firstly. Secondly, wanted to keep them warm. Yes, everyone's feet, everyone knows that their feet is their temperature gauge. Am I right? No? Yes. Yeah, thank you, Abby, who may work for us.
Can I get a read of the crowd? Is touching feet a very intimate thing?
Yeah,
yes.
It's
about 50-50.
Okay, let's go. Hands up, yes.
Hands up, yes. Okay. Hands up, yeah, whatever.
Hands up, yeah, whatever.
Hands up if you've... Yeah, hands up if you're freaked out about your feet and don't want anyone touching them.
I've got nail rot, so yeah.
Right, yeah. That's okay. Me too. I ride bikes, man. You don't want to see what my feet look like.
Oh, we've established that the hoof intimacy is up there with a real peak.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's right up there. Like touching a woman's feet. I mean,
and keeping them warm is the key for me.
Yeah. Oh.
That's consideration. It's kindness, and it's like you want to make me warm. It's
on par with a forehead kiss.
Yeah.
You know? I reckon
it is up there.
A forehead kiss,
A forehead kiss could go either way for me. It's a little bit condescending.
Timing is important with a forehead kiss.
I melted a forehead kiss. I think it means that you love someone.
A forehead kiss it's going to be okay. Oh,
it's
yeah.
True.
I'm into that.
It's true.
You know? Mm. That's a good forehead kiss.
But
if oh my God. Let's rip your clothes off.
It's true.
Weird.
If you're naked and getting kissed on the forehead, yeah, I would agree.
That's what I'm talking about, all right?
I'm like, am I not enough? Like,
my mouth is here and the rest of my body. There's a lot else.
So speaking of falling in love, I know we have to wrap up, but I am gagging to ask you this question because you have seen people fall in love and out of love in front of your eyes for what, close to a decade now?
Yes, but on television for only 6 years. Yes.
For a really long time. I'm assuming you're some kind of Richard Mercer love god expert here, where you're like, and I think you're a pretty emotionally intelligent dude, that you're being able to watch body language, watch what people say, watch small nuances. Have you got a bit of a formula, or do you know the signs to look for, whether it be in real life or in particular on Batchy when there are cameras around, you know the way people behave. Are there things that you look for now that you go, yep, there's something here?
All those things you just mentioned, I didn't really know how to do for a long time. And that's probably why I was very good at reality television, because I could just sail through people being emotionally, you know, all over the place while I just kind of did my job because I was kind of numb to it. But then I met my wife, Audrey, and I kind of learned a lot about reading people from her.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, she's a fascinating woman.
Emotional intelligence right here.
Yeah, my word. And so she taught me a lot. But so the only thing, I'm learning more and more. But
we'll put it in show notes.
What I do recognize, and I can only see it because it relates to my own experience, is watching the men switch. So in Bachelor, when I see the guys switch and suddenly he's like, oh, he's gone. And then in Bachelorette, you see it way earlier. You see the guys go.
Really?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
So
what
you're
do you
saying
mean?
The girls hold their cards closer to their chest than the guys?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, no. We're guys. We're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. And that's it. We're done. Like, we're idiots. And, it's really wonderful as a man to watch another man do that. I mean, ultimately, you look at someone like Tim, you look at someone like Sam, you look at someone like Maddie. They're like these gorgeous, you know, fit looking, smart, charming, funny, handsome guys. They've got their own businesses, they got their own careers, but they're still single for some reason. There's something not 100% there. And then somewhere along the way, they discover this thing. And you watch it just kind of crack open, and then their bodies change, their energy shifts, they kind of become warmer and softer, and it's really nice to watch another man go through.
All right,
that.
The single girls are like
basically, melting.
Yeah, we're melting, but we're like, what are the signs? What are the signs? Like, what is it? What is it? Like, does his neck turn? Like, what is it?
His ear grows just like half a centimeter this way, and then a nostril hair just comes out.
But when you say they change, like, do you know? Like,
but
or
he just explained it pretty clearly,
Audrey,
right?
How did I change? How did I change when you?
She's
knew,
like, oh god.
What did I? What was different about me when you went? Oh yeah, there he is.
Body language wise.
Yeah, it was definitely body language. It was almost like not being so afraid to just hold the eye contact and try and escape from like intimate moments.
Yeah.
So
like
hold space.
Not like sex. Like, you know, having a really intimate, you're kind of vulnerable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding that space with each other.
And yeah.
And
right.
Not just break out and they go, oh, how good Jonathan Thurston. You know, like, actually, like.
Yeah, you never watch League, so you never said that. So, yeah.
Okay,
not trying
right.
to find. Oh, look at that shiny thing over there.
Yeah, right. Oh, does that give you a bit of a clue?
Yeah, because I'm just seeing, like, the single girls in
Thank
the
you,
audience
honey. Sorry,
wanting
I put you on
to
the
know
spot.
Specifics. Thank you. Yeah, that's a. Okay.
Did that
help, girls? Everyone's,
no,
everyone's,
like,
everyone's
no.
so thinking hard.
I just want to see the box on Facebook tick to in a relationship. That's it. That's how I know.
But it was, your description was that of that kind of shift was really lovely, I thought. I think
but
that's
it's true
why
though.
It was stunning. Because I think this idea, it does work differently for us.
And but it's a look in your eye as a man. I could tell definitely with Sam and Maddie, it was the most profound actually. And actually, Tim was really profound. It was just a look in his eye. I was like, wow, you are gone, pal.
Did
and
you
it's
see
wonderful.
And you saw him do that to a particular contestant quite
no,
early?
No, it was in talking to him about. Anna.
Okay. Yeah, right.
When I was talking to him on camera about Anna and just the way his face would go, I was like, all right, you're there.
Okay.
And it was lovely.
And sometimes do you know that way far out?
Yourself?
No.
Yeah. No?
No, they usually, because there are so many other people involved, they are pretty much to a man, have all been super respectful of everyone else and I've not shown that until like, and it's usually on that kind of, on that beach or mountaintop, wherever it is, we do the finale.
Oh, okay. Until he can show her, essentially, closer around that ballpark.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. That's a nice way to just ponder, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll just drive home and think about that moment for all those blokes. Is that sick or good?
No.
I thought that's quite nice.
No, it's lovely. It's a lovely way to end.
But it happens on Bachelorette too. It's lovely. Watching these guys, they totally fall in love, but then... I have to go and break their hearts and say, sorry, she's not into you, pal.
There's that moment. And that's on you, Osh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Please put your hands together for Osher Ginsberg, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
The Ultimate Bachelor Recap. We thank you so much for joining us. If you like this podcast, please leave us a rating or review. It really does help us get our word out there. And we've also figured out if you subscribe, that's actually where the charts count. We will have the full interview up next week. And another round of applause. Thanks very much for everyone coming here.
If you like that podcast, there's heaps more where it came from. Go to thethinkergirls.com.au and go through all of our oldie apps. Dare ya.
This podcast is presented by Stacey June and Christy Mercer. It's also produced by me, Stacey June, and produced and edited by Jordan Lott.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.